Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Unity is key. Lourdes Huanga of the Peasant Indigenous Movement analyzes the recent presidential elections in Peru. The member of FEMUCALINAP believes that a conservative and right-wing agenda will take precedence in her country after the victory of Pedro Pablo Kuczynski in the latest national elections. FEMUCALINAP is a federation of peasant, artisanal, and indigenous women of Peru, member of the Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, CLOC Vía Campesina. In an interview with Real World Radio, Lourdes Huanga valued the result of the elections not because the candidate is tuned in with the peasant proposal, but what she highlights is a continuity of the free process of democratic election that would have been questioned in case Keiko Fujimori had won the elections. We are working hard from the grassroots level, promoting and strengthening the unity of peasant and popular organizations, with a view on the next elections of 2021, when we'll try to make our political proposal known and recognized by the Peruvian population, said Lourdes. In the second round of the elections that took place on June the 5th, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski obtained a little over 50% of the votes, while the daughter of former dictator Alberto Fujimori talked about a confusing outcome. We stand firm in the struggle, united men and women, facing all politics and what will come with the right wing in office. We know that we can't subdue. They've always said that peasants block roads, that we don't have the capacities to sit and talk, but today we do have these capacities with the development proposal of our peasant communities and our Peru, said Huanga.